Good morning. This is Daniel Garber at the Movies every Friday for CulturalMining.com and Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM. A lot of traditional movies have one main character and love interest and possibly a rival, but there are other types of movies out there too. This week I'm going to look at some movies with many more main characters than you may normally be used to. First, Dish, Women, Waitressing, and the Art of Service, directed by Maya Gallas, is a documentary that takes a look at the food service sector with all its contradictions and idiosyncrasies and how this kind of work differs according to class, status, culture, and sex. It addresses a lot of questions. Why is it that women working as waitresses might be thought of as subservient? And why do they get paid less than their male counterparts? Why are the jobs for women mainly at low-end diners and restaurants while male waiters dominate the very top tier of haute cuisine? And at what point and in what way does sexuality or sexual perception enter these jobs? This fast-moving documentary takes you on a journey from Ontario diners and truck stops to sexy and topless restaurants in Quebec, and then to Parisian edifices of haute cuisine, an exclusive profession where women have barely made inroads, and to the very strange maid cafes of Tokyo's Akihabara district, where service becomes a ritualized image formerly only seen in Japanese goth loli anime. It has some good quotes, like a male waiter explaining that women are just too emotional or too physically weak to be a waiter, immediately followed by images of a low-end Paris waitress carrying heavy boxes of alcohol up narrow, twisting staircases. Also, the endless bowing scene at a maid cafe in Tokyo has got to be seen to be believed. Dish is a documentary done the way I think documentaries should be done but usually aren't. It documents people and events to show you what's going on without an intrusive narrator or voiceover telling you what's going on. The filmmaker stays out of the picture and lets the many people she interviews tell the stories instead. It's quick, punchy, funny, and a bit shocking at times, exposing the hypocrisies that we all live with. Little White Lies, or Les Petits Mouchoirs, directed by Guillaume Canet, is another movie with a big ensemble of characters who are spending time together in a summer home by the ocean, sort of like a French version of The Big Chill. They go there every year, sponsored by one of the friends, Max, who's a successful restaurateur. The people he surrounds himself with have jobs like opera singer, actor, masseur. Superficially, they're all good-looking, fun people who know how to party. They talk about ecology, fitness, new age, music, but there's a shadow hanging over this summer. Ludo, one of the friends, has a terrible motorcycle accident, and he's put in intensive care at a Parisian hospital, but the group decides to go to the beach anyway. Though all the arguments, practical jokes, and gossip are comic at first, they gradually intensify as the people slip into a kind of despair. Past and present love affairs among the various friends, some of them are married and have kids, rear their ugly heads, and the little white lies of the title gradually reveal themselves. This is a good ensemble movie, clever, subtle, well-made. Still, if you see it, be prepared for a 2.5 hour long movie with lots of witty dialogue, but not too much action. It played Toronto Film Festival this year, and I saw it this week at the EU Film Festival. We Can Do That, directed by Giulio Manfredonia, is another enjoyable movie at the EU Festival, this one from Italy. It's also a movie with lots of main characters. Nello, played by Claudio Bisio, is a trade union organizer, but he's too market-oriented for the union buddies and too anti-corporate for his girlfriend, who works for a big Milan designer. So he gets sent down to a cooperative whose members are all people kicked out when they closed down the mental hospitals in Italy in the late 70s and early 80s. Nello soon meets this big group who are all kept on very heavy medication under the dictatorial doctor, Del Vecchio. Some are developmentally handicapped, some are autistic, others with emotional problems or mental health issues. They sit around all day, virtually catatonic, stuffing envelopes. But Nello soon discovers they're not as clueless as they initially appear to be, as one of the characters tells him, we're crazy, not stupid. So Nello decides to apply union principles to the people in the co-op. He gets them to cut down their medicines, he starts treating them like adults and works with them to found a profit-making business that will employ all the members and make them feel good about themselves. I know, it sounds like one of those group movies like The Commitments or The Full Monty, and actually it is sort of like that, but it also has a lot of quirky and interesting characters, good melodramatic plot turns, and lots of funny parts too. This reviewer also likes seeing it because I've been told by three different strangers that I look like an Italian actor in the movie, Giovanni Calcagno. Okay, he plays Luca, the violent, emotionally disturbed bricklayer who rarely speaks, but hey, beggars can't be choosers, so I'll take it as a compliment. You should also check out the German movie Storm, playing this Saturday afternoon, preceded by a panel discussion on Bosnian war crimes. Faster, directed by George Tillman Jr., is a contemporary reboot of those old 1960s spaghetti westerns with not one, but three very similar main characters. Driver, played by Dwayne Johnson, once known as The Rock, is the strong, silent type, a released prisoner who decides he has to kill all the people who shot his brother. Then there's the detective, played by the worthless Billy Bob Thornton in a bad wig, who has to catch him. And then there's a pretty boy millionaire assassin who has to kill Dwayne Johnson. So they drive around in the desert shooting each other. The end. Well, unfortunately, it's not that easy. You have to sit through the whole thing. The title Faster refers to who's the fastest draw, who's going to outshoot the other two. But it's not a fast action movie. It's a slow-mo action movie with spent bullet cartridges slowly falling to the ground. Clink, 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 clink. Every time Driver gets in his car, it revs and the tires screech every time. There's a chase scene where one of the cars rides in reverse. That's really funny. This movie is just awful. It's supposed to be an action movie, but the only word that keeps bouncing around my mind was faster, faster. Please make this movie go faster. It's boring and blah. Just review. Today I talked about Faster, which just opened. Check your local listings. We Can Do That and Little White Lies at the EU Film Festival. Check eutorontofilmfest.ca for all movie times. And Dish, Women Waitressing in the Art of Service, playing next week at the Royal on December 1st, 2nd, and 5th. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies each Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.